Tim, you're talking about temperatures. Well, I left here in downtown Plattsburgh yesterday morning at 8:30 a.m., and it was 8 below zero, and quite a bit of snow, and a wind chill factor of 20 below zero.
Oh, man.
And I had the heater on full blast in the truck, and for the first 2.5 hours, the truck cab never really warmed up. I guess I should have put up some cardboard in front of the radiator. But anyway, I managed to make it down to Lititz, Pennsylvania, which is right near Lancaster, Harrisburg area, and it was in the 40s. And the grass was green, and there's people riding motorcycles.
Wow, big so, difference.
All that in 7 hours. Isn't that amazing what you can do in a car if you just head south?
That's right. That's what they say. If you need air conditioning in your trailer, you went too far north.
That's right. Anyway, I changed the wheels and repacked the bearings and put temporary lights on it, and couple hours later, I was heading north to the frigid country again. I arrived back today at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Oh, wow. So this went much easier than the mission we talked about in the last show.
Well, it's kind of interesting. Yes, it did. But try not to laugh too hard. That was the mission. Guess who this trailer, well, I'm not sure the gentleman's name, although I have the title. It's actually the original owner. I got the title, the original owner's name. He's still alive. He's living in a nursing home, but he was a missionary.
Okay. All right. Well, that kind of ties in some kind of Zen way. So anyway, that's cool. Yeah, so you got it back. So it's a 53.
Yes. So if anybody out there wants us to restore a beautiful 25-foot 1953 Custom, we have one available.
Yeah, and you already learned how by doing Matthew McConaughey's.
That's right. We've got a layout already in mind. If you two are a star or a star wannabe or want to have an exact replica of a star's trailer,
there you go.
As possible.
All right, well, let's continue on with the mission part two. If you remember in the last show, we talked about Rob's adventure picking up Rich's 53 Flying Cloud and trying to bring it up to Colin's, and they broke down there, had some trouble, and Colin came out to help him, and it was on a Sunday. They had all kinds of trouble, and the last we heard, the trailer was left at Mr. Fontaine's house, and everybody was going home empty-handed. So where should we pick up?
Well, we did go home empty-handed, got home about two and a half hours after we left, and like I said on the last show, I was flying out the next morning to San Diego. I spent the week out at San Diego coordinating with my uncle, who works for Napa, and he had the hub, and he had the wheel, and coordinating with him to try to get the right bearings and the right races so that when we actually... I got home that following Saturday. When I got home, I could go right to my uncle's, pick up the wheel, and head back up to to Mr. Fontaine's where the trailer was sitting. So I flew in about 9:30, ran over. I had that 75 trailer, 1975 Sovereign also, that we were taking up there. So I decided to hook onto that, and my dad followed me in his truck, my dad and my mom, up to Mr. Fontaine's. We got there. Mr. Fontaine, like he said the week before, he was going to leave his hose outside for the air compressor, and he wasn't around. He was going to be out of town. So we jacked up the trailer, and the race was not right on the. It went too far in, and the actual wheel itself was hitting up against the back plate of the brake assembly. So it was about 5 or 6. Nuts, bolts, and I took the backing plate right off, and then the race went all the way in, didn't hit the wheel, and I already had no brakes, basically, on the trailer anyway. So we did that, got the wheel on, and got it all set to go, and my dad hooked onto the 53, and my dad and my mom, and I had the Sovereign, and I said, "Dad, I'll follow you." And he's like, "I don't know where I'm going." I said, and I had the little Garmin iPhone.